Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hi, everyone. It's Eli here with a bonus scene from The Axe and Crown. This one was originally a Patreon bonus from Season 2, but we thought we'd share it with the world this week. It's called Drubbin' Drops In, and Sean thought of the original idea, and then we shipped it over to Marisa, who actually wrote this episode. We laughed a lot during the recording of this, which you'll hear after the credits. Enjoy.
Oh, hey, Gubbin. Hey, I thought you were going for your mud bath. Oh, but while you're here, check this out. Okay, so, you know how I'm always looking for a little something extra to set us apart from the other brunch places? Well, here it is. You ready? Look at these. Hibiscus centerpieces. No. I know what you're thinking. Hibiscus what? That sounds like something a centaur hacked up. No. But here's the kicker. How do you pluralize that? Hibiscum? Hibiscius? Hibiscuses? Anyway, they're edible. Okay, that's the point I'm getting to. So there they are in the middle of the table looking all nice and pretty. And then all of a sudden, boom, customers can grab a flower to season their dishes whenever they like. Hibiscus pancakes, hibiscus omelets, hibiscus for both dining and delighting. It's a festival of hibiscus. It's a festival. Huh? Huh? It's pretty good, huh? Right, Gubbin?
Do I look like Gubbin to you?
Well, I wasn't going to say, but you're maybe a little more craggy today. Rugged, that's a better word. Craggy's a bad word. But still, same old Gubbin. Why, did you do something? Oh my gosh, you did something and I didn't notice. I'm such a bad friend. Is it your hair? Did you get a haircut, you sassy boy? Wait, I know what it is. It's the mud bath. It's giving you that certain special glow.
I'm not Gubbin.
That's funny, Gub. I'm not Gubbin. Hey, I'm not Stan. Oh, you're not Gubbin and I'm not Stan. Wait. Are you having another existential crisis? Gub, what's going on? I'm a little lost here. Are you feeling disconnected again? Like the universe is so vast that one big old troll running a bar can't possibly mean anything to anyone?
I'm not Gubbin. I'm his brother.
Ah, you know what? I hear you. I'm feeling what you're giving me right now. I'm doing this. You're lost in a bit of a troll spiral. I've read about these. Sometimes we all feel like our own brother, don't we? Like we have to step outside of ourselves to really know ourselves.
You are exasperating, small man. I am not Gubbin. Are you simple in the head?
Yes, simple. Simple, just like good old Mud Street where we are right now. That's what you love about me.
Is there anybody here else I can talk to?
Hey, you can always talk to me. You know that. Are you in there, Gub? It's me, Stan. Now open up. Let old Stanny in.
Oh, get your head off me. Gubbin! Hey, Gubbin! Are you in here someplace?
Oh, he's in there someplace. Don't forget that. You just have to look deep inside, Gub. Right here, right in the old heart box. You're feeling a little rough there. Mud bath must have missed a little spot.
Oh, huh? Saints, preserve me. Help me. Gubbin! What the hell's going on down here? I'm halfway to Mudtopia, and suddenly I hear all this screaming.
Oh, Gubbin, sorry. We didn't mean to... Hey, wait. Wait, what's... Hold on. What... Oh, man.
Finally, the penny drops.
Drubbin!
Damn right, it's me.
What in the craggy cliffs of Cloma are you doing here?
What? Gub, help. Someone help me, please.
I see you've met Stan.
Yeah, that's the charity case.
Yeah, that's him.
the landlord here, believe it or not.
Hey, now, that neither one of you is being nice to me.
He thought I was you.
What?
Hey, no, no, that's, I thought it was a pretty understandable mistake.
Ah, come on, we look completely different.
Exactly.
I'm the bluey-gray one.
And I'm the gray-blue one.
Different as night and day.
You look exactly the same. I mean, aside from the mud and the towel.
Hey, Stan, did a seagull just fly through here?
I'm a Petula.
Uncle Thruban, what do you do here?
The same bucket you.
Right, hey, quick, point to the one you think is Gubbin.
The one I think is Gubbin?
Stan can't tell us apart.
Really? They're like Grumskegel and Shivsmagrin, completely different.
Oh, yeah, Grumskegel and Shivsmagrin, those guys.
Mythical brothers who fought the Skullkraken. Never mind.
Well, they definitely look like brothers, like twin brothers.
Humans don't have very good eyesight.
Anabatula! I did not expect to find you here, too.
Well, it's a long story, but this is where I ended up. I'm helping run this place now, along with Gubbin and Stan.
Oh, Stan is the little one.
Yeah.
Hi.
This little silly one.
Uh-huh.
Hi, me, silly little.
Well, now I've seen everything. Never mind the bunny man. Grab a stool. What are you drinking here? Huh? Oh, Sprinky vodka, huh?
Yeah, you remember.
Of course I do. Gods. How long has it been?
Too long.
I remember Mama telling me you were off to No Man's Land just because no troll had ever been and you were going to be the first.
And I was, Annabeth.
What's it like there?
Oh, a magical place. The gnomish culture was a breath of fresh air after the cloistered coves of Drumsjord.
Really? I heard gnomes are pretty suspicious.
Well, it helps if you learn to speak their language. So if you were living it up in far-off No Man's Land, what brings you to this dump?
I am here to seek my fortune.
I feel I should repeat that question.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I finally found something I excelled at.
So there is something you're good at.
Yes, yes, yes. After many years there, I learned the craft of their map making.
You know how to make a GPS?
I never met a gnome who'd give away his beer order. Never mind the secrets of his ancient craft.
Wow. What about clockwork?
No. That clockwork is bonkers. No one can learn that.
Oh.
Now, I learned to construct automated maps in the manner of the gnomes of ancient times.
Ooh.
I come to you now with the finest place seekers this side of the northern mountains. I'm not allowed to call it a gnomish place seeker, for obvious reasons, but they're just as accurate at a much, much more affordable price.
Wow, I thought I'd seen some deluxe place seekers, but these are something else. Is that gold ink?
Ah, precisely. The blue is lapis lazuli, and the warm wash is crushed topaz.
You made these?
Of course I did. I just told you.
You were always the idea guy. You never the pick up a tool and make something with your hands kind of guy.
Pshaw! Tell me, Annabatula, what's the best place in town to sell my wares? Is there a good market where I can set up a stall?
Oh, I can definitely help you, Uncle. I have some special connections.
Ho ho! Huzzah, that's my niece.
Hey, Drubbin. Oh, sorry. Drubbin. No, wait. You. So, wait, you're Drubbin, right?
Stan, I'm wearing a towel. How difficult is this?
Right, okay.
Come on.
Hey, Drubbin, what is this little glowing mark on the bottom?
What mark? Give me that.
I've never seen a GPS do that before.
It must be some kind of reaction from the ink. Is there something strange about this building or river?
Could be the mud. I've always said Mud Street Mud is special.
Oh, great. Is this one of yours, Petula?
No, it's the front door, and that wasn't my knock.
Go away! We're closed! I recognize that knock.
I'll get it.
Like clockwork.
Oh my gosh, you are a gnome. Hey there.
Well met, good sir. My place seeker tells me that this is the place that I seek.
Oh, you have a glowy thing too.
I have. It has brought me very far, very quickly. I wish to let a room in your fine tavern.
Well, of course. You must have heard about our brunch.
I am in search of my gnomish place seekers.
There is one in your hand.
No, I mean my other place seekers, my prize collection, crafted by the hands of my ancestors and passed along to me down through the ages.
Oh, really? Are they as good as my friend Drubbin's, though? Because his are pretty damn good.
Did you say Drubbin?
All right, what's going on out here?
You!
Ow! What the hell? Whoa! Stop doing that!
I will stop when you give back what you have taken from me.
I didn't take... Ow! Fuck! You angry little man!
I will listen to no more of your lies, Drubbin of Drumscore!
Drubbin? What the...
A name that Gnomon's Land will not soon forget.
What will you people get it through your skulls? I'm not Drubbin! Whoa. Look, this is all a mistake. Drubbin, where is Drubbin? Drubbin, come here!
He's gone, ran out the back door.
What?
And he took his fancy place seekers with him. Hey, who's the garden ornament?
Drubbin of Drumsford, you will come with me and face the High Gnomish Tribunal.
I'm not... Get him away! Stop him!
Jeez, he dropped the towel. Now I'm never going to be able to tell them apart.
This Patreon-exclusive episode of The Axe and Crown starred Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written by Marisa King, directed by Eli McElveen and Sean Howard, with sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard. Thanks as always for your support. We'll catch you next time.
Come to you now with the finest palace seekers this side of the Northern Mountains. I'm not allowed to call it a... Would you stop laughing?
It's a place seeker. It's not a palace seeker. It can only find palaces. It's a place seeker.
Oh my God.
We can only find palaces for these things. They have a very limited appeal. But still, if you need to find a palace, this thing's going to do the job for you. What about place seekers? I do not make those. There is no way in hell. That's just too broad a spectrum. But palaces, this will get you. I'm working on fortress seekers for next week.
Oh, my God. I wish you were writing that. Oh, God. Okay. If you're a princess, this is what you need.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Yes. I mean, little Gershwin wants a palace seeker, really, for God's sakes. I know my little Gershwin wants one, yeah. No, I learned... No, that clockwork is Boinkias. No one can learn that. Is it the accent?
It's a good
show.
It's a good time. It's everything at once.
All right, here we go. I'm coming in hot. Coming out. I come to you now with the finest ply seekers this side of the Northern Mountains. Seekers.
What? Ply seekers?
I'm not allowed to call it a gnomish palace seeker. Or even a ply seeker. I will.
Wow. What about clockwork?
Oh, no. That clockwork is boinkers. No one can learn that.
Boinkers?
Sorry. Fine overall, little...
No. That clockwork is boinkers.
I'm sorry. Now you get me.
That's right. All right. Here, I'm back. No. The clockwork is boinkers. No one can learn that.
Oh, no. I've got the giggles.
All right. One more time. Here we go.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I want more drumming. We're ready. broken into more.
No, it's Bjoikers. It's been sweetified.
Yeah, it's
Nothing makes things funnier than a diphthong. Okay.
Okay. All right. That was great.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting, and so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.